Jen in Royston, for example, I'm not quite sure what dog it is, but he's got a lovely face and he's wearing his Christmas hat. She says, would you trust this face? Well, yeah, from looking at your dog, Jen, I totally trust your dog and his face. But the thing is, can you 100% ever trust a dog? Claire on the text says, my Cocker Spaniel was bred with good temperament in mind, and I would gladly leave him with any toddler. He absolutely loves attention from children. Jen in Royston says, I trust my dog completely. He's never shown any signs of aggression. He's always off the lead, which is where it's safe for him, and he's always under control. Karen in Welland Garden City, though, says, I was bitten by the family pet. I get to the telephone when she jumped up and she bit me on the leg. She was a very highly strung Cocker Spaniel, and my mum and dad really kept an eye on her after that. Since I've been married, says Karen, we've had dogs and I've always kept a close eye, but I have to say, hand on heart, our little pug we've had for 3 years is just the most docile creature with the patience of a saint. The kids have tried riding her, getting her to play with them, and she's never even growled or showed her teeth. Nevertheless, I'd never be complacent, says Karen, but I get another pug for that very reason. Whatever dog you've had, whatever dog you've got, can you ever 100% totally trust the dog? Let's find out more details on this, because the owners of dangerous dogs which do cause harm could face up to 2 years in jail under new proposals for sentencing for judges. Now, the Sentencing Council says it wants to make sure that irresponsible owners are banned from keeping dogs. Generally, dangerous dogs are put down and compensation is paid to victims. Well, Mick Martin is the BBC's no-nonsense dog borstal trainer based in Bedford. He joins us on Three Counties Breakfast, as does the Labour MP for Luton North, Calvin Hopkins, who was bitten himself by a dog and so has particular interest in this law. Mick, we'll come to you first. Good morning. Welcome to Three Counties
morning,
Breakfast.
Mama.
You just heard some of the text there, just examples of what are coming through this morning with people that their pet dogs, and lots of people, I have to say, quite happy to leave their dogs in a room on their own with a child.
Yeah, I mean, tragically, when I was in the police, before I retired, about 10 years ago now, I probably went to about 20 incidents where the family dog had, you know, been all right, and then something had happened that the child might have stepped on it, or the dog might not have been well, or something might have caused the dog to do something unusual, and there were serious bites.
When we talk, though, about dangerous dogs, which is what's the news line is this morning, owners of dangerous dogs who cause harm, very often, and what's happened this morning is people are saying, it's not my dog which is dangerous, it's these status symbol dogs. Are they the most likely people who are causing these offences?
I mean, I think the general consensus is if you're living in a big town, there was a lady who was on this morning I was listening to, you know, and she said she didn't want a stereotype. I did a lot of work in South London with groups of lads, and they look really rough, if that, you know, that's what you'd like to say. Mm. And they've got maybe bull breed type dogs, but they love their dogs, and so you can't really say that just because some kid's wearing, you know, a baseball cap and he's got staff, he's going to be the sort of person who's going to end up, you know, breaking the law. But there are gangs out there that use those dogs, and there are people that use dogs for dog fighting even now. And I mean, going back when I was in the police, as late maybe 15 years ago, we were dealing with dangerous dogs, and I was a member of the Hertfordshire Police Dangerous Dogs team. You know, used to go into houses and take those dogs off people. And then you'd find that if there was an incident, the poor old dog, you know, who these people had goaded into doing stuff, would get put down. And then if you got to court, what would happen to the person regarding the dog? Probably nothing. You know, they'd say, oh, well, you can't have a dog for another 2 years. Well, what sort of sentencing is that?
So it's the dog that really suffered rather than the owner. But
well, yeah, I mean, some of those dogs could be rehabilitated and live perfectly happy lives with a decent family who'd look after him forever, you know.
So do you think these proposals where owners could face up to 2 years in jail, do you think they go far enough?
Well, I mean, 2 years in jail, you know, if you said 2 years in jail, you and I know that would never happen. You know, you'd probably end up with 6 months community service.